Olympics after American gymnast Simone Biles dropped out of the competition, saying that she wasn't in the right headspace to compete. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is down 42 points, the NASDAQ 103 points higher, and the S&P is up 3 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. License in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is here to stay for several more days. And once again, we're headed for the danger range on the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. There will be more scattered random hit or miss storms around later, but you know how that works. Not every town will get one, and the storms will fade out overnight, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, how about a high temperature in the upper 90s both days with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. forhims.com/radio.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Folks, we're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Fairly fair to weathering, you know, or something fair to middling. Yeah, we're okay.
Well, I got to tell you, I did get on the front off
40 yesterday, but I suckered two college kids for $100 to do it for me.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I like that. I told Tom Sawyer. And he's like, you are the best I've ever seen about coming, getting other people to do your work. But it's talking about college kids, if you are a young adult in your early 20s and college is just not your forte, and you're sort of, you need something to do, you need a career, we're looking to hire 4 to 5 good people to work on our crews as helpers. But what I tell my guys, if once you get on, and if you're, I'll know within a month if you're any good or not. If you're not worth fooling with, I'm going to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are worth fooling with, within 4 years, just like college, when you come out of that 4-year experience, you can make more money than you've ever thought about making in your life. But we will take the time and train you and really work with you. So if you have kids and you need something for them to do, call us at 285-8117 because we're looking for, like I said, 4 to 5 good, strong, hardworking people to work on these crews with my guys.
I used to lay carpet,
and start training up some other people.
Yeah, I laid carpet while I was in trying to do college. And if nothing else, teach these people when they get there how to read a tape. I can't believe how many people cannot read a measuring
tape.
Do
I start at the 1 or the 0?
Right.
Yeah.
That's just half the problem.
Look, I've had them come up, didn't know how to crank a lawnmower.
Oh, no. Well, but
I'm
knowing,
like, how do you not know how to crank a lawnmower?
But knowing you, Ray, and some of the fellas that you got working there, I know y'all will, in a humorous way, correct that. And it's a great place to work just with the culture that's there.
That's
I've gotten
right.
to know y'all a little bit. It really can be a great gig for young people.
It really can. And like I said, it's just, there again, it's flooring. You don't think a lot about flooring, but the guys that lay it, I mean, you're talking 6 figures.
Yep. Yep, that's
so,
right.
And they make it every week. It's they do really, really well for themselves, but they work really hard all week long. It's a 5-6-day-a-week job, and they are working from the time they walk in the door to the time they walk out, but they have really created a good business for themselves.
Also,
so if that's something y'all are interested in, give us a call.
You get a great sense of accomplishment, man. After you, I know that mm-hmm. one of the first things when we came in and we were taking out these 70 shag carpet, it was just god-awful, ugly, stains galore.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But when we left, with
yeah.
beautiful carpet in that house. It just absolutely right. changed the people. And you see the satisfaction on the customer's face.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. That's why I love what I do, because you're just going in. From the time I walk into the house to the time we leave, you just transform the place, and yeah. it makes it so worthwhile.
Well, so y'all, young people, if you're looking for a job, 285-8117, and if you're looking for great flooring products, including carpet, it's in the name, but everything else you can imagine, from traditional hardwood to luxury vinyl flooring to ceramic tile, Prattville Carpet can help you out. 285-8117. When you give them a call, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio.
Hey, guys, y'all have a great day.
Hey, thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Good to hear that he got everything done.
Yeah, he did. Glad to hear how he did it. Put some money in people's pocket, too.
Wonder how those college lads will spend that $100.
Beer.
Probably beer. We'll be right back.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
Is this the song from the Yorktown this weekend?
No.
Okay, good, because we was going to have a talking.
Why?
I would expect more from you than this.
You don't like Ace Frehley?
I don't like... You can do better than early 80s Ace Frehley. Exactly. Mm.
Well, I'm in kind of a New York groove at the moment, though more of funk.
Yeah?
Especially has to do not necessarily with the entire city and all the different boroughs. Mm-hmm. It has more to do with Staten Island. No, it did. No, I'm kind of in a funk over the New York Times, a particular one reporter.
Yeah?
And I guess the New York Post is reporting on the New York Times, them being competitors and some of the oldest papers in the country.
So they're doing a story about a story?
Yeah, okay, because okay. Journalists are now constantly in the news. You know what? I kind of like it that way. A New York Times reporter deleted a tweet that called supporters of former President Trump enemies of the state. After viral blowback, this person deleted the tweet. Here's the tweet by Katie Benner.
Katie Benner, huh?
Katie Benner. Quote, today's January 6th Select Committee underscores the America's... I'm quoting this, not misspeaking here. Underscores the America's current essential NatSec national security dilemma. Work to combat legitimate national security threats now entails calling a current politician supporters enemies of the state.
Hmm.
As Americans, we believe that state power should not be used to work against a political figure or a political party. But what happens if a politician seems to threaten the state? If the politicians can continue to do so out of office and his entire party supports that threat, the thread reportedly continued. Well, I think when a government no longer upholds individual rights and respects the consent of the governed, it should be altered and abolished. Peacefully. Like I said earlier, don't try to do anything violent or storm Capitol buildings because the government doesn't like competition. And, of course, it will regard an attack on its own as a much more grievous sin than anything that might happen to you, its citizens it's meant to protect. But, you know, if Trump supporters are enemies of the state, I suppose Trump was right that journalists like this lady here for the New York Times are enemies of the people. Or we could, you know, drop our arms and actually try liberty instead of constantly fighting over who controls the government and who the state needs to grind underfoot. That might be nice. Nice change of pace. You know, love for your fellow man, your neighbors, looking out for people in your own backyard. But more and more, we do lack empathy today.
Yeah, oh yes, definitely.
We really do. And I don't mean that in just a bleeding heart way, in a self-selecting way. For instance, if you want to really defeat your opponent, you need to have empathy and understand where he's coming from. And actually, the left does it pretty damn well. They understand their enemy well, and then they rile them up to set a trap. Just be careful, folks. They're trying to goad you into something more, and do not, please do not, take the bait. But it's truly remarkable when we had warnings decades in the making, that if you build up these national security powers, meant to go after terrorists abroad, right?
So supposed to, right?
Right. Meant to stop another 9/11, right?
That's the plan.
Yeah. But now it's being used on Americans themselves. And things nowhere near 9/11 are being compared to 9/11. Like George Carlin said, leave the symbols to the symbol-minded. I just want some liberty here in this wonderful, wonderful country of ours. 272-9228, 272-9228. Now, I saw an interesting breakdown about what Democrats believe in terms of transgender identity.
Okay.
And here are some of the numbers. This is pure research. It's not like Bob and Tom's bait shop poll. Yeah, what do you mean bait shop poll? Yeah, when people come in here for worms, we ask them about their political views. No, this is pure research. Oh, pretty solid stuff. And it says 74% of white Democrats, 60% of Hispanic Democrats say that someone can be a man or a woman, even if that's different from the sex they were assigned at birth. In turn, a majority of black Democrats say, no, you can't do that. 58% say you can't. Well, it's an interesting breakdown. And before we hit another break, I'd like to share part of Tommy Tuberville, Senator Tuberville's speech from the Senate floor the other day that I didn't get to yesterday. I'd shared some of this speech, but he is going to be speaking to this tax and spend policy of the Biden administration. He's looking sharp here. I kind of like this charcoal suit with the, what is that, a pink and white tie? White shirt?
Yeah.
Looks nice. Take it away, Senator Tuberville, coach.
The reckless tax and spend spree to advance President Biden's progressive agenda isn't just unaffordable, it's un-American. The United States was founded on the ideas of personal liberty and self-reliance. Make you feel good about yourself, earn in your own way. Not government handouts, best known as socialism. Since our founding, people have flocked to the United States because of the opportunity it gives citizens to succeed, not because of cushy government handouts. Because our society valued and values hard work, grit, and determination more than the countries most of these folks have left behind.
You have to wonder, that society that was given to us, how long can we pick at the bones of our ancestors until we run out of sustenance? You know, some of the most amazing things to watch is like when a whale sinks to the ocean floor, they've gotten cameras down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you see all the critters that live off of the whale, let's say. Yeah, in many ways, culture can be that way if you're not reconstituting it, if you're not continuing to be productive and be creative and thriving with that grit Senator Tuberville was talking about. Now, I'm not predicting decline. There are a lot of prophets of doom and decline.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's actually the folks who are very cognizant of, okay, we could crash here. We're going to do most of the work to make sure we don't. And that's a good thing. But I look at the current ruling elite, you know, to Red Top's point, maybe they are in cahoots across nation states, despite their claimed loyalty to their given country.
Would it surprise you that much?
No. No, and sometimes it's not even nefarious. And I think that people get too conspiratorial at times, say so-and-so did this for, you know, whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Some of this is plain as day. For instance, science. In a given science, say virology.
Yeah.
The arguments over, say, gain of function have been going on for years now. The scientific community doesn't know borders, national borders. There are scientists in virology that work and know with each other in this now very interconnected global community.
Certainly.
Who are all interested in that particular issue, say, of gain of function. Some love it, thought maybe we can get a universal vaccine or get ahead of the next pandemic. There are others that were warning, well, actually, I think this research might cause the next pandemic. Now, we don't know what caused this one because the Chinese...
I got an idea.
Yeah?
Chinese virus.
Why are you so racist?
It's not racist. Not.
You're just talking about where it came from?
Yeah. Is it racist to say, I want Mexican food?
No.
Because the food comes from Mexico. The recipes are from Mexico. So if I say the Chinese virus, that's racist because the virus didn't come from China?
But the people on the TV told me it was.
Ah, Joey.
Yeah, I guess that's my issue.
Change your flavor of Kool-Aid, Joey.
The type that Jim Jones served?
Even better.
Some mornings, Eddie, I think about it. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Don Sexton, the owner and physical therapist there, and her team. Say, for instance, Nancy Alexander, the physical therapy assistant there, Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. They can help you. Get your balance back. Get your walking ability back. You don't have to plan your life around your ability to get around. A lot of folks kind of just resign themselves. Well, this is going to how it's going to be. And it doesn't have to be that way. Often with just a little bit of effort. Just a few visits there to Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, you can, well, get your walking ability back. You can get your balance back. You don't have to have that extra anxiety and worry and woe and fear that you're not going to be able to go where you need to go. Or say, go to the bathroom without fear of falling down or getting up from the bed.
Right.
All these things. Getting out of the recliner. Going and playing in the park with the kids.
Like you said, it can
the grandkids.
Become a mental block for you. Am I going to fall?
Right. And once you even rehab a physical problem, could be a knee or ankle issue, inner ear problems, vision problems, even after you overcome the physical problem, there is that psychological block. So, you know, if your right ankle's been bugging you, even after it's healed up, you're going to worry about, you know, putting your weight down on that right
ankle.
That's
exactly right.
This is what Dawn Sexton and her team can help you with. They'll rehab the physical parts and get you over those psychological blocks. Whether you're doing the walking track or virtual reality therapy, they're going to have you in a harness. That way you can really push yourself, test yourself without any fear of falling. So give them a call today at 595-9990. That's 595-9990 for Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Ask about a free balance test. They'll get a baseline so they can start to improve your quality of life the very next day. And also when you call 595-9990, be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. 272-9228. 272-9228. You know, for the longest time, I've wanted to go to New York City.
New York City?
With adult eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I went when I was young, like 13, 14. No, it must have been earlier than that, because the Twin Towers were there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be maybe 10. And because they came down when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an incredible place even back then, but I was such a child that I didn't appreciate
so big
the city.
Just gigantic.
But now when I think about visiting that place, I very much hesitate.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of folks who have lived there a long time saying, eh. A lot of people moving.
There are a lot of people leaving New York City.
Yeah. You know, I wish everybody well, but I'm not in the groove like Ace Frehley once was. Maybe America will get its groove back at some point, but not today. We'll be right back.
I'm back in the New York groove.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bling, bling, bling. No, no money out of your pocket. We're going to re-bling things that you do not wear anymore. That's right. It's Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if it's sitting in a drawer, it doesn't belong there. We need to do something with it. Trade it in, make something new, or walk away with a big check. Either way, we are going to re-bling you. We're going to make it something wonderful. And you're going to have a big, big smile on your face regardless. So we're right there in the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Open 7 days a week. Whatever you're thinking about, come in and let us design or give you a check or whatever you want to do.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
This is Jonathan with Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville. With all that's changed in the last decade, I really thought that radio advertising was dead, but I was wrong. We opened our store during the pandemic last year, and we wouldn't have been near successful without advertising on Blue Water. Practically every day, someone comes in for the first time and tells us they heard about Oswalt's on the radio. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Eddie, so when's the last time you heard from General Michael Flynn?
Oh, wow. It's been a while, Joey. Well, I didn't get my Christmas card from him this year.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He might have been a little preoccupied.
I think he was a little busy, but I thought he had time to write. But I don't know. I'd say it's been 6 months or more.
Well, I've got a full interview here. It's about a 50-minute interview. Now, we're probably not going to get through the whole thing today.
Okay.
But General Flynn sat down with Darren Beatty of Revolver News. You've probably seen Darren on Tucker Carlson at night, folks, or on Twitter and making the rounds of the internet. He was a speechwriter for President Trump and now is helping run a lot of what's going on at Revolver News. And he sat down for about an hour with General Michael Flynn.
Interesting.
So we'll visit some of that here upcoming. For me, the whole saga of General Flynn, as well as Jeff Sessions, it's what I call the Kislyak screw job. Mm-hmm. They take out two birds with one stone by associating these two men in coming with Ambassador Kislyak.
Yeah.
They tie that into the Russia investigation or the Russia hoax, as many of us have come to believe. And it's really a shame because General Flynn was ready to clean up a lot of the intelligence community.
That's why they stopped him, buddy.
So we'll get into that in just a second. But first, a sage of our age. Duke is on the line.
What's happening, Duke?
How you doing?
Somebody asked about you earlier. Are you running for governor?
Yeah, I heard that right there. I was kind of tied up at the moment. I'm still, I might go for it. If you're going to be my running buddy or whatever.
Yeah, I guess governors don't have, like, running mates.
No, I guess not.
You know what I'm talking about, something, you know, my second-hand man or something.
There you go. Your driver.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be a great press secretary. I might be a little too rough around the edges, you know.
Can I be messy this morning a little bit?
Be what?
Messy.
Messy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep it fairly clean, but go ahead.
I'm gonna keep it clean. I just want to call out my good friends, Red Top and Soulja Boy and Duncan Lowry and what's the name? Flower Scholar. I got it right.
Those are a few of our callers. Yes, sir.
I mean, they've been so quiet about this subject matter I'm about to bring up about the treatment of the men and women in blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm listening for him this morning. I wish I got on before Red Top. Maybe you let him call back and to respond to me. But they've been so quiet, I could hear a rat piss on cotton about the treatment of those police officers at the Capitol. I mean, all I heard the last 4 years is, you know, law and order and protect the police and not defund the police and all the above. Mm-hmm. But they haven't said a mumbling word about this right here. Why?
Well, to be honest, Duke, part of it is because it's still somewhat hidden what really happened. You know, for several months we were told that an officer was killed when, in fact, that wasn't the case. We still don't know who shot the young little girl that came through there.
I'll let you go with that right there. But these guys poured their hearts out yesterday about the way they was treated. All right, dog, don't start nothing, boy.
Wait, so government agents cried to the government about the government not protecting enough of the government?
I'm talking about the treatment of the officer, the way he was treated. And when they trying to protect these so-called conservatives that was running like hell and hiding and everything. And they're not...
Yeah, but did Red Top and Donkey Lurie and all those folks do that?
Oh, they talked about how the Democrats defund the police and all the above.
They literally called for defunding the police.
And how the police being treated.
Mm-hmm.
But these police were damn near beat to death and talked about badly and everything. And they hadn't said a mumbling word about any of that. I wonder why.
Why?
I know I'm being a little messy about that right there, but...
Yeah, you know, well, a lot of people aren't...
I love them all.
A lot of people aren't saying that, Duke, because it's just narrative building.
Yeah.
For more government power and controls. And I've been trying to tell conservatives, who do you think enforced the lockdowns?
I mean, you got people like Mitch McConnell and the old boy. They didn't say a mumbling word, but about yesterday. They didn't watch it. They didn't listen to the guy. But on a softer note, one of Trump men lost in Texas in a runoff election yesterday.
Yeah, I saw Anybody that.
Anybody mention that either, see? Huh? I'm being lightweight with everything today, but anyway, how's my buddy Jack doing?
He's doing all right. I mean, he's tired of you, but he's doing all right.
Hey, man, I love to talk to him again. That was all right that day.
Yeah, that was a good moment. And, he's doing
good. I'm going to run up on you guys one day if I go out through bum house and catch you guys out there.
I hope so.
Dump all of y'all on top of the head or whatever. You know? Yep. I told, what's his name? Is it Greg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met him. I told him, I said, Greg, I'll whoop your ass because you hung up on me twice when I called you. So, nobody told me. Nobody told me, though.
What's that?
He's our problem to eat my ass, Will.
Well, Duke, on that note, gotta run. Appreciate it.
All right,
take care,
guys.
Duke.
Yep.
At least Greg being on.
Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, I'll tell Duke, I watched that yesterday, and those officers, they did a good job of reading the prepared script that Nancy Pelosi gave them, and the fake tears, and, you know, that I watched some of that stuff, Joey. That whole thing had the exact same feel as the fake impeachment hearing.
Yep.
All set up, handpicked people, Adam Schiff up there crying and making a statement that because of hate and bigotry attacking our own people. Well, it sounds like what you did last year, Adam, when you attacked our president, who's one of our citizens, you lying scumbag. I mean, that guy, how could you believe anything that comes out of that guy's mouth?
I believe him whenever he stumps for war, Jim, I believe him.
Yeah, in that other I can't pronounce his name, the other Republican guy, the one that was crying up there, you know the one I'm talking about, the one that replaced the other him and Cheney, you know, were picked by Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, Kinzinger.
What was he all broken up? My gosh, this thing happened back in January. And you're still like that? Hmm. I mean, that whole thing was nothing but a setup. Hey, Lori. You know, the fact that she wouldn't allow certain people on the committee, she handpicked everybody, all that stuff was scripted yesterday. It was just another dog and pony show, just like the impeachment hearings. Nobody's going to believe any of that crap anymore. You know, I'm just fed up with it, and I'm still waiting to hear about the policeman that shot the young lady. When are we ever going to hear anything about that?
Exactly.
I doubt we will.
That should come out in this committee. Why not?
Yeah. Doubt we will.
Did you watch any of it, Joey?
No.
Any clips of it or anything?
I had better things to do.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
I mean, it was show trial.
Yeah, it was just...
And I'm sure the people who signed up to defend the Capitol felt fear in their hearts. They felt betrayed by their fellow citizens. I'm sure they felt all of that. And it's terrible. But why didn't you have backup?
Yeah.
And you have to wonder, why are we at this point? And if your quick answer is, it's all Trump's fault or it's all the other side's fault, I don't think you're really seeing the full picture of how they'll work.
And you had already had, were informed that it was going to happen. They already knew that something was going to happen, yet they didn't prepare for it. Or they prepared for it like they wanted it to happen, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They had it all scripted out just like they wanted it to. But, that's just a big joke. And let me ask you one more quick thing. Do you think our governor is going to come back out and tell people to start wearing masks again?
No.
I don't think
she's gonna. No, I don't think she is either.
Because she's running for re-election, right. So she actually has to listen to the people.
I think she had to put a line in the sand there, and now she's got to stand with it.
Well, I've already thrown mine away, so I don't really care what they do. You know, a bunch of next year, Joey, it's going to be the it'll be another variant. You know, it'll be the hullabaloo variant, and it'll just be whatever they want it to be. So, you know, it's a never ending.
Right.
For forever and ever. You know, they interviewed some guy with his kids the other day. I was on TV, and they asked him, what if this thing goes on for 3, 4, 5 years? Well, we'll still be wearing our mask. Oh, the lemons are lining up.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim.
Y'all have a good one.
Take care, Jim.
Donkey Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Good morning, guys.
How's Fudge?
Well, I had a moment with Fudge yesterday. He likes playing with a water trough, and he headbutts them until he gets it up in the air and dumps all the water out of it. I got to put my muck boots on and walk out, gather them back up, and I literally said to him, "This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy." And I was like, I listen to New Soccer Radio way too much. It was too funny. That's why I just told my cow. I do want to tell Duke first and foremost, Donkey Lori speaking directly to you, Duke. Not that it's any of your business, but I suffer from chronic sinus infections. I miss work on Monday because of it. Had to go to the doctor, get my regular medication, got a COVID test negative, and literally slept 2 days away because of fever and the sinus infection. So, and I take care of 23 animals on a farm by myself because my husband works out of state. So I didn't watch it. I didn't even listen to my favorite news talk radio station for 2 days. And I didn't have to explain any of that to you, but I will tell you this. Until they have some hearings over the domestic terrorists who burnt down police stations, attacked federal buildings, rampaged into neighborhoods and terrorized residents and neighborhoods, business owners lost their businesses. A retired police officer lost his life trying to guard a business from being ransacked and burnt down. Until those people are held account, I don't want to hear a word they have to say about January 6th. Because I knew it was going to be political theater yesterday. Because they own the media, they own the narrative, and they're going to run it into the ground. But real American citizens like Flower Child and Donkey Lori and many others that you didn't name, patriots of this country, are fed up with what's being shoved down our throats. We watch what they did to Donald Trump. And then when we see what Joe Biden is getting away with, Kamala Harris getting away with, no. We don't like to ingest the vomit coming out of Washington, D.C. right now. So I don't have to call up, back the blue. Oh, I do back the blue. But there's some blue out there that doesn't deserve to be backed, like Derek Chauvin. See, I am on the right side of that too, Duke, which you don't understand. We don't appreciate what's being shoved down our throats. We don't appreciate taking something very precious and very important and very intense and making it all political theater. That's one thing Donald Trump did, is he pulled the curtain back. We see Oz, and it's not this grand Oz. It's this little tiny pathetic theatrical crap behind the curtain, and that's the swamp. That's Washington, D.C. That's the deep state. And unfortunately, there's Republicans in it, too. Mm-hmm. I don't even like to consider myself a Republican anymore. I just consider myself a constitutional conservative that is a citizen of the United States that works hard, pay taxes, and I care about the freedoms and liberties of my fellow Americans. Just like you have the freedom and liberty to call News Talk Radio and talk crap, you have the freedom to do that, and so do I. But I don't have to explain myself for not watching something that, you know, I was already sick. I didn't want to be vomiting on top of it.
Well, so, and Donkey Lori, I think at the end of the day, too, you, I, Duke, Jim, everybody who calls the station could probably sit down and have a good old time and really get
Absolutely.
To know each other.
Yep. Because if you take all of the political narrative and agenda out of it, we're all hardworking American citizens. We have neighbors. We could be neighbors and get along. Like, we really do enjoy the same things in life. And I think the one thing that is so disturbing right now, Joey and Eddie, is that there's a divide being created that wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I feel like a lot of the narrative there now is being pushed towards people who are vaccinated, unvaccinated. People, I mean, just the weirdest things. And they put enough of it out into the air where they create an atmosphere that none of us really even realize. It's almost like a brainwashing, you know? And so there's a divide that's been created between me and Duke, and we don't have to have it that way. But if he calls up and calls me out, which he normally doesn't do, then I'm going to call back and go, hey, Duke, this is it. But if I could ever make it to Baumhauer's on Wednesday night, I can't because I work on Wednesdays and I have a farm to take care of afterwards. But if I could ever make it, I bet I could have some loaded french fries, shake his hand, share a glass of iced tea, and really get along with him.
Oh, yeah.
Because outside of this stuff that's being thrown at from the outside, the people that we are truly on the inside, we're really good people. And we're just good, hardworking Americans that just want to have our rights and enjoy our life and the fruit of our labors, and not have a government telling us what we can, when we can, how we can, if we can, and who we can with. Nobody wants that. So, anyway, Duke, I look forward to meeting you one day. And Joey and Eddie, thanks for letting me have a little too
much. And Donkey Lori, after that that speechify in there, all I got to say is
how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Thank you, Lori.
Bye, guys.
See you.
More news and views from 9 till noon with Joel and T-Spear when we come back.
Your pappy had a cotton licorice. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new phone.
Licorice, Junior. A guy your mammy died giving birth. Should have seen you, should have died of shame. Well, hi there. How you doing?
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, River Agent Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get 4 cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at prolinksec.com. That's prolinksec.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Switching season is back at WOW. Get super fast, extra reliable internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at wowie.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is here to stay for several more days. And once again, we're headed for the danger range on the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. There will be more scattered random hit or miss storms around later, but you know how that works. Not every town will get one, and the storms will fade out overnight, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, how about a high temperature in the upper 90s both days with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Truth to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, oh, you know the thing.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
And now
let's go to the phones and talk to Joel. Hey, Joel.
Good morning.
Morning, Joel.
I don't know if anybody's brought this up, but in the Capitol Police Department, one of the largest police departments in the world.
Yeah, yes, it is. I think bigger than Atlanta's.
Really big budget.
And I hate what happened up there on January 6th.
Yep.
But the biggest thing I've taken away so far is what would have happened if there'd been a for real insurrection on that day that it was placed upon the Capitol.
Uh-huh.
Because everything that you've seen, they were unprepared, and they sound like they're still way underprepared. And there have been other news reports that even Trump asked them if they needed more people and more help. But like I said, I heard some of that stuff yesterday, and you know, everything was using the word terrorist and this, that, and other. But what I came away was how unprepared these guys really are for the real world.
Right, and it still is remarkable to me. And I almost think this is coming out of a place of embarrassment.
Right.
And, wow, we really showed our underbelly here, not only to our fellow Americans, but to the entire
world.
Yeah, I'm sure, there's some North Koreans sitting around going, well, daggum.
Oh, I'm sure there's some that have been beheaded because their leader went to them and said, you couldn't pull this off?
Right.
Jeez.
Right. And had they had actual weapons that they walked in with? I mean, that's... You know, and y'all brought up about the woman that was shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why there's been no anything about them. You know, now did she play into the her actions led to the result? I agree with that. I don't think that result was required. I don't believe it was necessary. And but. Had she not done what she did, she wouldn't have been in that spot. And that holds true for everybody else that's been a martyr for the Democrats. They do a certain action, and the result of their poor decision making has changed this world for the worse. Anyway, I'll leave that with you. Thank you.
And Joel, before you go, did you know that there was in 1954 four Puerto Rican nationals got into the Capitol with firearms and shot several members of Congress? I believe five congressmen were wounded on the floor when they opened fire from the visitor area. And it was such a bad thing that President Carter, say two decades later, commuted and reduced their sentences.
Oh, well, I remember the sentences being commuted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But yeah, anyway,
all sorts of stories of bombings and all sorts of stuff. Appreciate it, Joel. 272-9228. Let's go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
I tell you what, I want to stand and applaud Donkey Lori for every single thing she said. Literally, every single thing she said. That was tremendous in how all of us in this country feel. We're looking at the Nates that are going back and reviewing their votes, and the numbers are just not adding up. The vilification of patriots that is increasing throughout this country, and especially by those in Congress, is absolutely appalling. Those in Congress need to remember one very important fact. They're our employees. We are not their servants. And I've gotten really fed up with hearing people like Nancy Pelosi and heard and of anyone that does not kowtow to what she says. As far as those four coward police officers, I'd hate to know what would happen to them if they were faced with angry. Because the patriots that we saw, yes, there were some there that there were some individuals, and I won't necessarily call them patriots. There were individuals who were extremely irate, who definitely picked up something and made planned decisions to bash windows, to get into the White House regardless. We saw the video of the police officer leading them around and showing them where to come and where to go. We saw that. We're not, and we're all fed up with being called stupid. So here it is, Washington. We're watching. We're quiet. We're listening. We're peaceful, unlike those that have caused the destruction of this country. But we're not taking it very much longer. President Trump at no time told people to go and riot. President Trump at no time in any of his events told people to go and destroy, unlike, what was her name? Maxine Waters, that told people to get in other people's faces, to not let them have any peace. At no time was that ever said. And we're tired of being disparaged in the manner that we have been. This, those four police officers that are doing the boo-hoos and the poor pity me's in Kinzer, they all four, out of all five, ought to be ashamed of themselves. I want to see the videos where they were personally attacked, because they weren't. This is beyond old. What are they so afraid of? If they're attacking on this level, what exactly are they so afraid of? They better be afraid of the American people, because we were given the right to fight against tyranny. And this has become past tyranny.
Yeah, they're afraid of actual democracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they need to recognize, and this country needs a restoration big time.
Well, I got to run, T-Spear. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Hard to follow that, though. Well, thank you, T-Spear. This hour of News and Views, second hour, always brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, if you're looking to buy your very first home or looking to refinance that current home and mortgage, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you. Before you call some big 1-800 lender or go to a big bank or box store, why don't you call a great local lender, Alabama Home Mortgage? I mean, Kim went into the business because she realized that she worked for a big bank in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't serving the customers the way she knew she could. So she started up Alabama Home Mortgage. And right now she very much specializes in helping veterans take advantage of those VA home loan programs, especially those refinance deals where you can get, what, 2.25 is what
That's
you
right.
said last time she was here. That's an incredible rate. And a lot of veterans don't know they even qualify. So give Kim Williams and her team a call if you're a veteran to see what you do qualify for. You can save a lot of money. Don't leave money on the table. 567-4223 is their number, 567-4223. And whether you're a veteran or you're doing a conventional loan, jumbo-size loan, whatever it is, they can get you a great refinance deal where you're paying less than you were before each month. You skip up to two payments when you refinance your Alabama Home Mortgage. They're either going to lower that rate, or maybe you're trying to cut down on the duration, the length of your mortgage loan, to where, say, you pay it off before retirement or some big event in life. They can help you out there. Kim and her team at Alabama Home Mortgage. Again, that number, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. forhims.com/radio.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Basil's Truck and Camper. Let us hook you up. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting in Basil's Truck and Camper.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Folks, here's a quick taste of the beginning of this General Michael Flynn interview with Darren Beatty of Revolver News. Take it away, Darren.
Nobody better understands the psychopathic nature of the modern left than General Michael Flynn. Just days into his tenure as National Security Advisor, Flynn was entrapped by a hostile FBI that wanted him gone for political reasons. Shortly after, the Mueller investigation targeted him, and he spent the next 3 years battling a relentless effort to send him to prison. Even after DOJ prosecutors attempted to drop Flynn's case, Judge Emmett Sullivan frantically tried to keep the case alive, even appointing a, quote, friend of the court to argue that Flynn was guilty of perjury for trying to withdraw his guilty plea. In the end, a pardon from President Trump finally ended a case that should never have existed in the first place. But through it all, General Flynn was never defeated, and now he's back and stronger than ever before. He has generously agreed to sit down with Revolver for a few questions. General Flynn, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Darren. Let me just, I'll clarify one thing in your statement, which I appreciate. It wasn't an out-of-control FBI. It was a deeply corrupt government and a set of government institutions and leaders at the highest levels to include inside of the White House at the time in the 2015 and 2016 and then